Thanks for listening to the Woodward Podcast Network. Check out more shows by searching for us on Spreaker or wherever you catch your podcasts. The Woodward Podcast Network with Krupka Dental Associates.
Hello, this is Dr. John Krupka from Krupka Dental. We now have the Solea laser. You can have your fillings done without needles nor drills. We are a full-service dental office and always accepting new patients. To learn more about me and my friendly team, visit KrupkaDental.com.
Good morning, happy Friday. WHBY and AM Fox Valley. Yeah, we got Badgers coming up tomorrow, but tonight, don't forget, Kakana and West appear from Ashwaubenon High School. That'll be on the score, by the way. Because we will have Badger basketball here tonight, taking on Stanford in the baseball infield at American Family Field. That ought to be fun. Are they calling it again the Brew City Battle, something like that? All right, I'm Dave Edwards. Good morning. I think we should probably just get right at it, don't you think?
It might be good, bad, or ugly. And maybe, just maybe, it's made the list.
And this week's list is brought to you by our veterans. Thank you. We would not be here without you. My Wisconsin driver beef this week is with stupid drivers in construction zones. Slow down, respect the workers. They want to get home safely just like you do. So if it says 40, don't go 65, all right? Well, the midterms aren't kind of done, not quite. I kind of miss the days when we would know the results by dinner time. Some other thoughts. Trump's influence on the GOP is really fading. Ron DeSantis is really going to be a big factor in the next couple of years. And allow me to extend a big thanks to those thousands of people who worked at the polls this week. Oftentimes, that is a thankless job due to those who criticize you or threaten you. Thank you for what you did, too. One of the election winners and losers, I think Pennsylvania made a good choice in selecting John Fetterman over carpetbagger Dr. Oz, who needed directions just to get to Pennsylvania. You can now go back to New Jersey. Heck, Oprah didn't even want anything to do with him, and she helped to rocket his career. Football Colts owner Jim Irsay fires his head coach, Frank Reich, and turns the keys over to Jeff Saturday, who has never coached at this level.
Brilliant!
Yeah, brilliant. The Packers suck tour 2022 hit rock bottom in Detroit on Sunday. You know, if this keeps up, they could be in position to draft a quarterback that doesn't whine and blame everyone else after every bad play. Donald Trump is expected to announce another bid at the White House on Tuesday. A resounding who cares just went up across the country. Donald Trump is expected to be prosecuted by the DOJ, maybe next Tuesday. A resounding it's about time DOJ also just went up across the country. You know what else died back on Tuesday night? Election denialism. Not all, but a good share of the 2020 election deniers lost. Good riddance. And by the way, Georgia, you had a runoff 2 years ago. Let's see, a primary in the summer, the general 3 days ago, and now you're going to have another runoff all in 2 years. You realize how hard it is to get people out to vote once, let alone 13 or 14 or 18 times?